just about 3 weeks left before Election Day, and in Las Vegas, there's a report that some voter registrations have been deliberately thrown into the trash. A local TV station is reporting that a firm called Voters Outreach of America has been tossing out Democrats' registrations and keeping the Republican forms. The Republican National Committee says it did have a contractual agreement with Voters Outreach. George Knapp is the reporter who first broke the story, and he joins us now. Can you tell us more about what's alleged to have taken place here?
Well, we spoke to three different former employees of this company, Voters Outreach of America, and they all told us basically the same story, that they were hired. They, along with about 300 other temporary workers, had been hired by the company to go out and register voters here in the Las Vegas area, and that they were specifically instructed to try and avoid signing up Democratic voters, to only register Republicans. And their training included techniques for how to identify Republicans and how to give Democrats the brush off, which is interesting enough by itself. But this one employee, he and his girlfriend, who also was working for the company, had not been paid. So they went to headquarters and were going to demand that they get some money, and they saw the supervisors of the company, the office managers, ripping up registration forms. He grabbed a couple of these registration forms, all of which were Democrats, signed by Democrats. There was a little bit of a scuffle involved, and the office manager got this paperwork back. So he, on his way out of the office, he grabbed another batch that was in the garbage, supplied all of that paperwork to me. And it turns out that these were signed voter registration forms. All of them that were in the garbage were from Democrats. We took the information to our county registrar to see if in fact these signed registration forms had ever made their way into the county's official files, and they had not. In addition to this handful of ripped up registration forms, he also grabbed a pile of a dozen or so voter registration receipts. These are little pull off receipts that are on the bottom of registration forms here in Clark County, Nevada, and they had all been tossed away instead of being given to the voters themselves to be used to verify that they were actually registered. So that's basically where the story lies.
Well, now that the authorities there in Clark County know about this, what are the penalties for this kind of behavior?
Well, no one can exactly figure that out. We know that this one guy who came to us, Eric Russell, also took his information to the FBI. They're looking at it, but would not classify it as anything to the level of an official investigation yet. I know that the DA's office here in Clark County has been appraised of the information, and they're taking a look at it. And it really has the attention of the folks here in Nevada.
And Voter Outreach of America did have a contractual relationship with the Republican Party. Has the Republican Party commented about this?
The statement that the RNC issued this morning was that they have zero tolerance for any kind of voter registration fraud, and they think anyone responsible for something like that should be punished to the fullest extent of the law.
Who may have fallen victim to this fraud? How would someone in Clark County know if this company had taken their registration form and thrown it in the trash or tore it up?
Well, the way to confirm it would be to contact our local election department. The people most susceptible are those who either registered or re-registered or updated their registration at the grocery store, at shopping malls, places like that. That's where this organization staked out its personnel to sign up voters. They also went to some government offices on occasion, the Department of Motor Vehicles. They stood outside the election department for a while. And I think people who go to those kind of offices thinking that they're going to sign up for official agencies to register to vote end up meeting these folks in the parking lot or on the sidewalk and thinking there's some kind of an affiliation with the government, which in fact there is not.
Would the citizens be left with some sort of receipt or anything that they could take to the Secretary of State's office to prove that they registered?
There's some discussion of that on this end. There was a news conference held by leading Democrats this morning in which they announced an opinion from the district attorney which says, look, if you think that you have been disenfranchised and illegally, that you did register but you've been denied, go ahead and show up at the polls and you can cast your vote for federal offices and we'll worry about it later.
George, thanks so much.
Sure.
Reporter George Knapp of Las Vegas TV station KLAS. The Nevada Democratic Party has plans to seek legal relief for citizens caught up in the alleged registration scam.